Welcome to the Unfunny Kevin Show. I am your host, Kevin Melody. Happy Monday, October 4th. Happy to be here with you. It's been a nice week. I'm not going to say crazy. I always say it's been a crazy week because it's generally very crazy. But for me, no, it was nice. Thank you so much for supporting my episode, Not Another Monday, that we came out with last week. That was with my buddy Mark Lee. I said I was going to do an episode with him, and we did. And I'm glad you guys enjoyed our talk. Had a lot of people listen, a lot of new listeners, and I'm just really happy you guys enjoyed it. Just two guys that know each other talking about comedy and, you know, how we met. And Mark, again, thanks for coming on, buddy, and had a great talk. Now, there's an order of business that we have here at the Unfunny Kevin Show at our circus. I am, of course, the head clown here. It's episode 40. 40, and it's October, and our first episode came out October 26th in the throes of a pandemic last year, which, you know, now who knows what's happening, but oh my God, it's been almost a year. If you've been here since the beginning, I love you, and I will send you something nice. Send me an email. Oh man, it's been a fucking year of this show. And it's funny because even when I came out with this show, it was like an alternative to doing stand-up. Now that I've been doing it more and more, I love it just as much. Like now I can actually go do stand-up and I love doing the show. So thank you so much for supporting. Thank you for listening. I really can't thank you guys enough. But of course, let's get to what you're here for, me rambling and being upset at most things. It's been interesting, right? Like you guys know, everything's been weird. Like today, for example, like Instagram was down, Facebook was down, WhatsApp was down. People were scared. It's apocalyptic. It's raining in LA. It's like all these different things, you know, like it's burning, it's raining, it's who knows what's going on. And last week it was interesting because I've been dealing with this. It's not a hurdle. I've been dealing with this great thing in therapy where, I've been talking about trauma and fucking anxiety and dealing with my dad and dealing with life in general. And my therapist is amazing. I truly love her. She's really good. And she's just like, she'll tell me like, hey, like explain this situation one more time and I'll explain something. And she's like, what? Like to watch her reaction be like, you were 7 years old and what you did, what, like what happened, you know? And it's like, it's just funny because I think it's like, as I don't know if it's like the immigrant thing, like with my mom, where it's like you have to like learn to throw away your identity and your country and learn a whole new set of shit fast, so you kind of just soldier ahead, right? So I don't know if I like learned this like soldiering ahead, like just put your fucking head down, keep walking left, right, as like shit flies at me. It's like, oh my God, my dad is a drunk. What? Like, oh shit, we're going to lose our house. Oh fuck, keep walking. Oh fuck, like my mom, like is she going to be okay? Oh fuck. Oh, I ran through a glass door and need life-saving surgery. That happened to me at 6 years old. Oh, fuck. Going through puberty at 9. My, fuck it. Just keep walking. I've got a beard. Oh, fuck. Keep walking. Like, it's like the thing where I never just, like, stop. I never take pause. I never just, like, sit down and, like, experience or digest something. And, dude, it's been pretty good. Like, being able to, like, take a minute and just say, whew. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I mean, that might not be your preferred term, but like, that's my release word. You know, I'm like learning like, oh, fuck. Like that fucking hurt. Like, oh my God, fuck. And like you journal it and you let the fuck out. Let the fuck out, man. Let it out. Feel the fuck, man. And it just helps. I don't know. That's my, you know, it's where I stand. You know, I don't know. That's where I'm coming from. Interesting enough, I got to hang out with my grandma this past week, and she's a delight. She suffers from dementia, but her dementia's it's weird. It's like stuck. Like, she retains a lot of old stuff. She's made room for like my girlfriend in her head, and she like retains like important new information. But if you're like, "Hey, grandma, what'd you eat for breakfast?" Well, what? Like, she has no idea. Like, that, you know, that's off limits. She'll never remember that, but she'll still like kick my ass in backgammon. Jesus Christ. She won't forget how to play fucking backgammon. Good Lord. The bacon and eggs and toast and croissant and tea and all that stuff goes right out the fucking window. But God forbid she lost backgammon. Holy shit. She's a killer. She loves whooping my fucking ass in backgammon. She's so good. It's insane. It's fucking insane. And she told me a really good story about this. When she was much younger, my grandmother grew up in Iran. And when she was younger, she was really good at backgammon, you know, same level of skill. And my grandma really likes gambling, but not like in the conventional way of like, you know, money on the table. Like, my grandma likes gambling to like prove a point. Like, she likes gambling to prove that you're shit and you probably shouldn't have gambled, you know? And she'll like take your fucking, she'll take your shit. And so when she was much younger, I think she was like, let's say she's in her early 20s. At this point in 1950s Iran, you know, everybody's equal. Nobody's wearing any religious items. Everybody's pretty much, it's like fucking, it's like the 50s in America at this time. And you know, into the 50s and 60s, like, men and women were largely equal, you know, like women had jobs and fucking drove cars and like that, all of that happens in Iran today, even under the current regime, but you wouldn't know from media, but you know, there wasn't like, executing people, in public, although there was the Savak, which would, you know, kill people in private and also executed people publicly to, you know, remind people that the royal government's in power. But this is all neither here nor there. My grandmother, in a time where, you know, people were fine, she wanted to play backgammon with the couple next door. And my grandfather had told her, you know, "Honey, stop being so competitive. Our neighbor is, you know, they're our neighbors, and I'd prefer to not be on bad terms with them. Like, let's reel it in." And she's like, fuck reeling it in. I'm gonna kick his ass in backgammon because our neighbor's a wise ass." Like, my grandma's like, "Fuck him, fuck the neighbor." So let's just pretend his name is David, right? She's like, "Fuck David." So David comes over with his wife, and he tells my, you know, my grandfather, he's like, "Hey, Ali, let's play backgammon." And my grandma's like, "Hold on, Dave. Hold the phone, Dave."
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
"Why don't we play backgammon?" And Dave's like, "Come again?" And she goes, "We'll play backgammon." And Dave's like, "Silly girl," to like a fucking grown woman in her 20s. "Silly girl, I don't play girls. I will play Ali, and I will win." My grandma's like, "David, let me be clear. Ali plays like a girl. You're playing a girl. You want to play a man? You'll man the fuck up and play me." Now, like, women, I mean, in the 50s, you said that in America, you'd catch a smack, right? I mean, let's be honest here. You've seen all the films. You have grandparents. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, you would not say that to your husband, right? Especially if you're a housewife. Now, my grandmother's like, "Yeah, I'm going to fucking play him." So David's like, "Okay, little lady, what's your wager?" because he's like, you know, let's bet. My grandmother said, you know, we got everything we need here. We don't need a dollar. How about this, Dave? I want one of your socks. And he started laughing.
Crazy girl. One of my socks. What do you mean, like a pair?
She said, no. I mean what I said. I want one sock. And he said, what the fuck are you going to do with a sock? She said, Dave, I want one of your socks because I'm going to kick your fucking ass in backgammon so bad. I'm going to emasculate you and I'm going to fucking ruin your night. And then I'm going to take one of your socks so that every morning you open your sock drawer, you'll be reminded of how bad I fucked you. You'll be reminded, you'll see that one missing sock from a pair, and it will eat your fucking consciousness. It will destroy you knowing that I kicked your fucking ass. And she won, and she kept that sock for a long time. She fucking whooped him. But it's just one of those stories, like, you know, it's like, oh man, what a fucking gangster, you know? And then she told me a bunch of other stories, like, that were even funnier. It was like some pervert would follow her home from volleyball at school, and she decided to kind of flip the script where he was like kind of too close to her, and she like turned around and beat him up with her bare fist. She started punching him with her fists, and then she beat up his friend with brass knuckles, and she was kind of mean. She was like, kind of like a bully almost in that respect. But no, it's just hilarious, like, to hear those stories. So, like, I do think, like, if you have a grandparent, especially if they're an immigrant or something, like, fucking take the time, man. Like, sit with them, listen to what they have to say, because a lot of the times they say some crazy shit that you might have not experienced, or sometimes it's helpful, you know, it'd be like a little tidbit that could help you down the fucking road, but just don't, I don't know. I just think it's quite interesting, and you don't know what you fucking don't know, right? And man, I didn't know any of that shit. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, so my grandma, she's great. She's doing fine. I spent some good time with her. And yeah, so, you know, dealing with trauma, dealing with grandma, it's all good. Everything's good on my side. But, you know, hold on. It's always the right time, whether you're dealing with trauma or you're dealing with grandma, to have Lucy J CBD. Listen, if you're trying to chill and relax after a long day, Lucy J CBD pre-rolls are your best bet. The CBD version of Lucy J is not intoxicating, but most people report a sense of well-being and uplifting mood from the CBD flower in the pre-roll. There is a calming effect from the CBD and terpenes in the premium hemp flower. Follow Lucy J CBD on Instagram and Facebook to stay informed on all the places you can find Lucy J CBD. Support them. Go to lucyjcbd.com. Use their store locator, and you will see literally every fucking, it's got a little map, literally every store that carries Lucy J. And if it doesn't exist in your area, fear the fuck not, because I have it on good word from the people at Lucy J that as soon as they can, they're going to have a fucking store up and running, and you'll be able to enjoy the Lucy J CBD that I enjoy. I smoked some with my uncle. He fucking loved it. I gave him some Lucy J. I've been wearing my fucking Lucy J hat. It's great. Join the fucking lifestyle of taking a load off. You got enough shit going on. You got 18 kids. You got a mortgage. You got a husband you got to fuck. Ugh. You got a wife you got to fuck. Ugh. You got a kid you got to raise. Ugh. Lucy J CB fucking D. That's what I'm talking about. LucyJCBD.com. Anyway, back to me. I was dealing with that shit. You know, it's what it is. Great time with grandma. But yeah, it's, you know, things have been good. I didn't do any stand-up last week. I have been writing, but you know, it's all for nil at the moment, because what I'm really focusing on is getting together a good group of folks to do consistent stand-up with. And I'm excited to say Mark Lee's on board, so I'm going to put together a show with him. We're working on the name. We already know the location. We're already recruiting comics. I got like three other performers that I think we're going to cap off at. And then we're going to do like an open mic so people can have an opportunity to perform that have been, you know, stuck in the house all year and want to fucking try. It'll be a good opportunity for you guys. So that's that. God, complaints in general. Well, you guys are going to find this funny. If you go on Instagram, UnfunnyKev, you'll see my, you know, latest post. It's actually an excerpt from our show where I talk about this op-ed writer in the New York Times or something that complained about Disney's inclusive policies. And, you know, one of my favorite bits, I'm workshopping it still actively and performing it, but you guys will get a kick out of this. So I work at a company during the day, and it's a tech company. And one of the things they do is they have these yearly, what they like to call like a company carnival, where you get together with other members of the company and you team build and you explore and you have fun and you rock climb and drink a craft beer and high five and strategize and synthesize and synergy and energy and marketing and strategy, and you do all these horseshit things that are supposed to be, you know, for the betterment of your productivity and whatever. But this year's carnival, I find out, is at Disneyland. So I will be going to the exact place I haven't been shitting on them, but you know, I'm not the biggest Disney guy. I'll be going to the place that I made that joke about on Thursday this week. So follow me on Instagram and I'll happily post stories of me miserable at Disneyland with ears and talking shit. And I'll be doing like, I'll do goofy impressions in line to people, and I'll do fucking Lilo and Stitch, and I'll do the whole bit. And I'll just like talk a bunch of shit, and it'll be funny, but I'll let you guys know next week my full report from Disneyland. But I haven't been since I was like 10 years old, and I just can't wait to see those fucking 5,000 pound. I can't wear them. I gotta wear a mask. How can you eat a turkey leg with a mask? And just these people just crying about protocol and crying about vaccines and crying about why did they redo the churro and it's not the same formula. And I just can't wait. What do we mean? I can't bring my lightsaber. And I can't wait. You know, I can't wait to see the people that are 9,000 pounds that ask for wheelchairs. In my opinion, if you don't have access to your feet, right? Like, because you were born footless, you deserve a wheelchair, and everyone should shut the fuck up and high-five you as you head to the front of the line, okay? If you were born, if you're a soldier and you went to Iraq and you went to Afghanistan and you lost your legs for our country for some reason, and you lost them to like a landmine, and you need to cut the line in your wheelchair to get to the fucking front so you can have that 3-minute rush of pure happiness while you ride the rickety fucking Matterhorn with the abominable snowman that is very scary and probably 98 years old and hasn't been replaced. And that's the fucking rush you need after surviving burn pits, like the modern Agent Orange surviving the fucking enemy fucking and having your legs blown off for a war that, you know, we shouldn't have had in the first fucking place. Sir, I will salute you. I will let you fuck my face at the front of the line. You can cut me, fuck my face, do whatever you want. You legless bastard. You deserve it. And I will salute you while you ride the Matterhorn, and I'll take pictures for you, and I'll let you cut me on every ride after that. You want Indiana Jones, dude? Soldier with no legs? I got you. Cut me, bro. Cut me. But if you're 399 pounds and you are in a wheelchair at the place that would benefit you to walk, right? You want to go on those rides, sweetie? You got to walk the 6-hour gruesome day. You'll lose the weight. Oh, you'll lose the fucking weight. But if you try to cut me in the wheelchair, and you're in the wheelchair not because you're legless or because you don't have feet or because you lost them in the war, but because you ate turkey legs all fucking year during COVID, and you now think that that's a disability, I will fight you. I will fucking fight you if you try to... I will buy a lightsaber to enlarge it when I'm in line. I'll pull it out and I'll fucking beat you, man or woman, or in between, or non-binary 900 pound woman in chair. I will beat you with my lightsaber if you try to cut me. And I'll see you there Thursday. All right? I will fuck you up, 900-pound man. And by the way, if you don't have feet because of the eating, I will also beat you up. I will not buy that as the excuse. When did that happen? Can we... Hold on, because I know it's not forever, right? This isn't like a real thing. I need to find out when that happened. I got a beef. Hold on. Obesity to be a disability. Oh my God. Obesity used to be listed as an impairment in the listing of impairments, but the SSA removed it in 99. The logic was that many obese individuals are able to lead productive lives and hold gainful employment. Okay. Well, yeah, that's true, but really it's not. When did they begin giving handicap placards to overweight individuals? This is on Quora. Why do fat people get to use handicap spots? Their disability is invisible or unrelated to their obesity. Their obesity is caused by their disability. That's one. Their disability related, their obesity sometimes is arthritis, blah, 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 blah. The fat person is a non-disabled caretaker for someone with a disability. So yeah, fat people don't get to use handicap spots. Disabled people do, though. And sometimes disabled people are fat. Interesting. There's a lot of problems associated, blah, blah, blah. Impact. Oh, it's their knees. Oh, your knees hurt. They could have... Well, you know, I'm just looking for the year. I don't remember it. How obese it is, blah, 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 blah. It's looking, so it looks like some people are saying in 2000, which would make sense. I feel like it's a recent thing. I don't care. Don't cut me for that reason. You should goddamn walk. All right. That's my, what a fun show. This has just become a fun... I mean, first of all, I want to thank you guys for episode 40. 40 fucking episodes. I love you guys. Continue to share the program with, you know, those whom you love and those whom you hate and family members and cousins and weird uncles and whoever you got, man. I'll take them. This is an all-inclusive circus. Look forward to getting updates from me, Unfunny Kev, on Instagram, Unfunny Kevin on Twitter. Send me questions, comments, concerns to... theunfunnykevinshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow at Tapped In on Instagram, tappedinmusic.com. Stay tapped in with all my interviews. And be sure to leave a comment in the Apple iTunes podcast store. Give us 5 stars and a good comment to keep the show rolling. Keep those fucking reviews up. And again, thank you so much to our sponsors, Lucy J CBD, Pre-rolls, love them. Keep them coming. Our fucking sole sponsor of this program. We love them. And thank you guys so much for listening and supporting. I hope you have a great week. And we'll have a fun episode next week with my Disneyland update. All right. Have a good night.
2021 ain't taking no prisoner. Last year y'all fucked up all the listener. Who went platinum? I call that a visitor. Who the fuck backing them? All been falsified. The facts mean this is a vaccine and the game need me to survive. The Elohim, the rebirth. Before you get to the father, you gotta holler at me first, bitch. Smoking on top fives. Motherfuck that album, fuck that single. Burn that hard drive.
Burn that shit.
Ain't nobody safe when I come up killing everybody that's outside.
Who you with?
Yeah, Kanye changed his life, but me, I'm still an old school Gemini.
Bitch.
Let me jump in this bitch.
Let me jump in this bitch.
Two phones, but I only bring one in this bitch. One daughter, but they all my sons in this bitch.
No hoes, ain't shit getting done in this bitch.
I'm scary, I got a gun in this bitch. Smoking on top fives. Stop playing, I'm that guy.
Number 2 DM in my bitch. That's cool, I don't, that's why.